This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The baseball-sized hail that pounded Yuma, Colorado earlier this week shattered car windows, stripped the siding off of buildings, and shredded trees. As CPR's Joe Wirtz reports, insurance experts are expecting a surge of costly damage claims.
State insurance regulators say it's too early to get a full picture of the hail damage. Many folks haven't started filing claims. But the financial fallout will be complex since homes, cars, businesses, and farm operations were affected. The Rocky Mountain Insurance Association says one factor that might limit the overall cost of the storm is its rural setting. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
A Catholic couple wants the Denver Archdiocese to drop a lawsuit over the state's universal preschool program. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Archdiocese and two of its parishes that run preschools filed the suit last year. They claim the state's non-discrimination laws would prevent them from blocking LGBTQ families from enrolling in Colorado's universal preschool program. The lawsuit asserts that violates their religious liberty. A Catholic couple with a child in one of the preschools wrote a letter to the school's principal and the Archbishop of Denver. They said the lawsuit's impact has been devastating for LGBTQ people, and they've decided not to re-enroll their child in the school this fall. The Archdiocese did not comment on the couple's request. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There's a pair of new kids on the block at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in Colorado Springs. Two Rocky Mountain goats. The zoo says it will follow tradition and name the baby animals after 30 days. You're listening to CPR News.